Okay, Robert. Now, we've got the overview of why this is so important. We understand who we work with. We understand how we work and what people are going to get from it. Now, do I finally get to talk about what I actually do? Do we finally get to talk about services and programs? What comes on this page?
Yes, this is the services and programs section of the toolkit. And on this page, you outline the many services that you offer and go into some detail about what those services consist of. So in the PDF directions for this, it explains the structure in great detail, and that you'll find that to be very useful, because as I'm explaining it, there's kind of a lot of formatting and things that you might find a little complicated. But when you look at the PDF, I think it will be very clear, and also when you look at the examples, it will be very clear. So essentially, what you're trying to do in this page is go into detail about every service, but I found often the best way to do this is to have kind of a home page for the services page. And what I mean by that is you have an introduction to the page, an introductory paragraph, and a headline. The headline might be, these are the services that will help you do such and such, increase your productivity. And then you have an opening paragraph. So my opening paragraph is, XYZ Dynamics offers a variety of interactive programs designed to increase the leadership capability of your top managers. All our training and consulting is designed to apply to projects and issues your managers, employees are currently working on. We usually customize a series of programs to fit the needs of your organization. So that's just sort of a generic opening to the service pages. And then, say you have four different services. You have some training programs. You have mentoring coaching programs. You have executive coaching and consulting. So that's three different things. So each of these are ultimately going to have a separate page, but on the home page of your services, under the introduction, you want, again, a short paragraph about that particular service, and then a link that takes you to another page which tells you about that service in detail. That
Now,
make
wait a
sense
minute.
to you?
Just a minute ago, Robert, you told us do these long format where you have to scroll. So why aren't we just scrolling down and showing them all our services? Why are we now kind of breaking that rule and going to individual pages?
Well, in this case, it would just be too long and overwhelming, because each of the services pages in themselves might be a couple pages long. What if you have four services times two? All of a sudden, you have an eight-page thing. That can be overwhelming. Now, conversely, you could have the basic headings, and you could click, and it could pop down on the same page. You could do that. And then it says go back to top. You could do that.
I hate those though, because if I don't see the go back to top, I get lost.
Yeah, you can get lost easily. So what you want to do is you want to design your navigation so it takes you to the detailed information on the page, but then it also has what's called sub-navigation, so that instead of going back to the original page, you could now click on the link that says training programs or mentoring coaching or whatever, and it will take you to the main page.
Now, the question, do you see those pages opening up as their own separate page, so it opens up a new browser window, or do you actually move to the next page from within that same?
You could really do either. Sometimes a separate page that's maybe that opens up on your browser a little bit smaller than the original page, so it doesn't cover the whole thing as good. So you can see, oh, behind here is the main page. I'll read about the service, then click back to the home page of the services. That's one way to do it. Or if you manage your sub-navigation well, it's very easy not to get lost.
Okay.
Okay? So you might have, this is sort of, I'll give you a couple examples of what you would say in the short extract that leads you to the main page. ABC offers a full range of sales training programs that can be customized to our clients' needs. Again, that's in bold, so it pops out. Our focus in all of these programs is to measurably improve the selling skills of each of the participants, In fact, we guarantee it. Whether you have junior salespeople or a seasoned staff of pros, we have a program that will take their selling to the next level. Go here for complete details. Okay?
Okay.
So, you know, in fact, you might go to the next page and you might have not just one service or program, you might have four programs, but they're all around selling, so not a bad idea to keep those on one page. If you get into too many sub-pages and too many levels, it's kind of tricky. You can do that. You really, really have to make sure your navigation is crystal clear. And I, you know, in this, we, you know, in some ways you want to turn that over to the designer. And also, if you find good examples, say, I like this example of how he used the sub-navigation, do that. That's all you want. And we give you so many examples that you can emulate it. But that gives you a pretty good idea. So then we have mentoring coaching programs. ABC works hands-on with senior-level managers and C-level executives who want to be better leaders. These programs are for leaders who want to take their career to the next level by increasing their capability to produce results through others and to dramatically improve the contribution they make to their company. Go here for complete details. And then they go to that page and it has detailed information on that particular service or services. Now, I say programs here. Sometimes it's a consulting service. Sometimes it's a coaching service. We had one client who had three levels of coaching service, sort of the basic, the intermediate, and the senior level. In this initial coaching, we do such and such and so, blah, blah, blah. Click here for complete details. And then you have a full page that explains that program in detail. And you go back to the main page, and you have the intermediate and the deluxe program. Get the idea?
Yeah, it sounds like it also can give an opportunity for you to give a menu of selections that might also be at different price points, so that when
that's right,
when we put, you know, stuff out to your list, for example, of what I do, it's pretty pricey for some people. And after having talked to them, it was suggested by the client, you know, by the prospects, don't you have something a little bit lower that I can get in there? So I create a product for it. And then finally somebody says, I can't afford any of that. I want to do it myself. Do you have any products?
Right.
Kind of like what you're doing right now.
And then all you have to do is add those particular products to your main services page. So when you go to my main services page on my website, it says APM services. Well, I actually list the InfoGuru manual first. Why I do that? Because that's my largest selling item, the thing people are most likely to buy first anyway. And then I go on to the marketing action groups and my workshops. I used to have the one-on-one consulting, but I don't offer that anymore. So I have four main things on that page. And then you click on each of those or any of those, and it takes you to a main page that describes that service in great detail.
So services is a broader concept here. It could also be a product. Is that
it could. Because
that's what your InfoGuru manual is, essentially.
But I also have a section on my website, and most people won't start with this, which I call marketing tools, which is nothing but products.
Right.
So that's, and I do that in a similar way. Here's all the main products, click, and then it takes you to a product description. So whether it's a service or product, you organize the page in very much the same way. But if you don't have any products to start, you don't have that section.
Sure.
But if you do, you arrange it very much like your services page. Make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So then I want to make a distinction of the different ways to write about your services. And it really depends on who your clients are. If you're selling to medium to large clients and they go to a page, these people don't want a 10-page letter on this service. They want more of an executive summary about this service. Just what's the essence of what this service is about? Because ultimately, when it comes to selling the service, it's not going to look exactly like it is on your page anyway. You're going to do some customization. You're going to create a proposal. You're going to create a package, and that's ultimately what they buy. But in this service page, you give a basic outline of what it is you offer. Okay, so there's flexibility to it. Make sense?
Right.
The other kind of page is when you're selling more to individuals or small businesses, and they can actually read the full information on the page, then fill out a form or buy it online right then. And that's a bit more about what I have on my site. So if, for instance, you go to my site for the marketing action groups, I don't just have a brief outline and say, call me for details. I have everything they could ever want to know about that program, and at the end, I have an application form. So if you're selling to people where they can actually buy that service without speaking to you first, you can accomplish that in many cases. Now, I'm not going to go into, in this verbal part, this audio portion, I'm not going to go into how to structure that kind of page. But in the PDF, I do give the structure, and I'm also going to give several examples of very good online sales pages from my site and other sites that you can emulate. Most people will want to emulate the basic executive summary type of service, even coaches, because essentially, you know, this is what I do and how it works and here's how it's packaged. And now if you'd like to know more, please call me. You're going to have to talk to the person before they become a client. Usually they just can't sign up online for that coaching service. Maybe they can fill out a form at the end. We'll talk about that at the end. Okay? Mm-hmm. So the basic structure of a service, sort of the executive summary of a service, goes like that. First, you have a name for the service. Don't just say training services. Say, you know, the Dynamic XYZ Training Program, so you've really labeled it and it's distinct. The next piece or paragraph or two is the purpose of the service. This is the big objective that this service is designed to accomplish. So the purpose of this service, or the XYZ service, is to increase the ability of managers to produce results more consistently through other people. So that's the key thing. That's your ultimate outcome, you might say. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Then is your intended results. This is all the various results and benefits a client can expect to receive as a result of using the service. So this simply goes into detail many, many points, not just two or three, half a dozen or more. In this program, participants will learn and then give several very specific benefit-oriented things they'll learn. So if it's based on the program of increasing your management or leadership ability, managers will learn how to give instructions to their employees that actually get followed and carried out. Like that. So each one is a sentence or two. Managers will learn the 7 secrets to getting people to follow you in difficult situations. Get the idea?
Yeah.
So it's benefit, benefit, benefit. Result, result, result. This is what you can expect if you take this program. Now, in some ways, there's a similarity to the expected results that you had in the How We Work section before. But those were broader brush, bigger picture overall. Mm-hmm. These are more specific and relate to this specific service.
So they're kind of the deliverables.
The actual deliverables of, you know, if you pick up a brochure for a training program, you know, I get a lot of these in the mail. They have bullet point after bullet point. And when I'm talking about a bullet point here, I'm not talking about a 3-word bullet point. I'm talking about a 1 or 2 sentence detailed information about that particular value,
mm-hmm,
or benefit. Always a complete sentence. Always, always, always. Not a sentence fragment. Let them know exactly what they'll get. You'll get this. You'll understand this. You'll gain this. You'll achieve this. Those kinds of things you want. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the next piece, the final piece, or the next to final piece, is the structure. This is actually what happens in the course of providing this service or this program. This is the process, the features, the what happens. So in this course is a full day, 6 hours, in which 3 hours in the morning, 3 hours in the afternoon with a 1.5-hour lunch break. In the morning, we will cover these basic topics. No benefits here, but basic topics, you know, how to get agreement, how to handle difficult times, how to do this, how to do that. Dress for the workshop is casual, blah, blah, blah. Tell them or answer any questions they might have about the basic structure. Because at a certain point, people want to know this. Now, not too much detail, but enough that they get a good sense of what this is. Because if they call and said, oh, I thought that was an off-site retreat. No, we do it in-house. Oh, I thought that was one-on-one. No, it's in groups. Make sure the basics of how this is done. So this is a one-on-one coaching program that is done privately with the C-level executives only. We meet with executives once a week by phone and every other week in person, in which we discuss this and this and work on this. Everything is kept confidential, and we do a report after every meeting. So that's your basic structure.
Mm-hmm.
Make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. And then the call to action at the end, this is a statement that encourages the prospect to take the next step, to call, to find out. You might want to put your phone number right there at the bottom of the service.
Mm-hmm.
You might want to put a small form. Yes, I'd like to know about this service. Name, company name, city or state, no, you don't need address, and say, yes, I'm interested in knowing about XYZ service, et cetera, et cetera. And in the samples, you'll see numbers of forms that you can actually fill out. I found that having a form right at the end of a service increases the chance that people will respond.
And that form is a information gathering form or a sales form?
It's really an information gathering form in which it says, yes, I'm interested, I want to know more. Click, please get back to me.
Okay.
Okay? So that's it's very much like we had a forum on the site promoting your testimonial
right.
service, which we'll talk about later, by the way.
Right.
Your website designer can create forms. We use a little tool called AWeber to create the code for forms, which is something that you can sign up for, and then you create basically a list, and you put the form in. We don't want to get into the technical stuff in this, but it's a pretty simple thing to do these days. And you want to, the essence is you want to have a call to action that's easy to take advantage of. Don't put a form without a phone number, by the way. It's too anonymous. Have you ever gone through a website and you look through, if I could just call these damn people, and there's no phone number or email address anyway, but there's a form, and not only is there a form, it's 27 fields, and if you don't fill out every one, it rejects it.
Yeah, I hate that.
That's making it hard to do business with you. Make it easy. Put the phone number, put the email, but also put the form. People will feel they have more control. They'll fill out the form anyway. Sure, it's good if people call up. You know, I've looked at your site. I like your services. I'd like to know more about this. Tell me more. That's wonderful. But adding a few extra ways that they can contact you is a very good idea.
Well, and the thing that was most helpful for me when you did that forum on yours was that they had a space to put down their web page. So before I called them back, I was able to find out something about them, and sometimes a great deal about them.
Yes.
Which I might not have gotten from their email address, because sometimes their email was not their web page, and also their email was, it was hard to tell from, their name exactly who they are, and if their name is Joe Brown, I can't find them on the internet.
Yeah, exactly.
Too many Joe
so Brown. In a form, you want to find out some information, but you don't want to make it, don't ask for their social security number.
Right.
Or their license plate. I mean, it's ridiculous, the stuff people are asking for. But you might say, what's the reason you contact us? Can you explain in just a couple sentences what your issue is or what your concern is?
Right.
Or something like that.
Right.
And then you find out a little bit about them, and so when you follow up, you have something to go on. And, of course, always have a place for their phone number and their email address
right.
in that form. So that's really the essence of the services page. This can be a very simple page if you offer one service. Maybe you just offer basic coaching services that works pretty much the same for everyone. Then you don't have to have the so-called home page for the services page. You can get right into, here's our service, this is the purpose, here's the intended results, here's the work, here's the structure, here's what to do next to find out more. Some cases you might just have two services. In that case, maybe that's not too much. You can put those both on the first page. If you get past three, you probably want to have a click-through so you have a separate page outlining the details of that particular service.
Great.
Make sense?
Yeah. I noticed that we've, in the time that we've discussed so far, we've actually spent the least amount of time on the thing that probably most people spend the most amount of time on, which is talking about what they do.
Yeah. Exactly. And but interestingly, when people talk about their services, you know what they tend to talk about most? They talk most about the process. They talk about the structure. They forget to talk about what the purpose is and all those intended results. But the intended results, that's the language of marketing. That's the language of results. That's what people want to know. Oh, I'll get this if I do this service. That's what people really want to know.
So they don't want to know how you're going to do the service. They want to know what they're going to get from
They
the
want
service.
To know how, but they don't want to know that first,
right.
Generally speaking. So you include it, it's just not the first thing you put in.
Right.
You know, tell me a little bit about this workshop. Well, you come into a room and you sit down and there's 50 chairs and there's a workshop leader up front. Give me a break. What does that have to do with anything? That's after, you know, it's a full-day workshop in which we explore and give you the tools to be the best manager in your company. Tell me more. Well, here are the things that you get.
Right.
So it's all, you know, everything is revolving around benefits and value and results. That's really the richness that you want to put in your website, and then you have a little bit about the structure and how it works. That's important. You shouldn't leave it out, but don't put it first.
Right.
So with that ends this part. And for people that want to write longer sales letters for particular programs that people can actually sign up for online, in the PDF of the toolkit for this section, it will go into that in some detail. And then there are some web pages you can also go and emulate sales letters. For instance, I'll lead people to my Marketing Action Group letter that has been extraordinarily successful. We sign up 32 people in about 2 weeks without talking to anybody. That's what a good service page sales letter can do.
Wow.
So it's a good letter to emulate. You know, people read that, and they fill out the form and sign up for the program. Very,
well,
very effective.
I mean, not only are you selling, but you're selling without having to spend your precious face time, essentially, with the person, which all of us who are in the struggle between delivering our product and doing sales and marketing, that's
exactly.
Like the big nirvana.
Yeah, and it's the big nirvana. If you can do that with certain kinds of services or programs, wonderful. Often it's good to sort of test that approach with a simple online product that doesn't cost too much. But for now, I would work on more sort of the executive summary of these are the basic services we have and this is how it works, et cetera, as we've just discussed. Well, let me give you the action plan. Read all the information in the PDF. Visit the sample sites. Read all these sample sites very carefully, by the way. Don't just skim them over. Print them out. Read every word. See how they've structured it. Not every sample I give follows the structure absolutely exactly like this, but they're pretty close. And then from there, start writing your service programs based on these guidelines. And once you have at least a good first draft of your services sections, then move on to what is in some ways the most important part of your site, the success stories, case studies, and testimonials.